You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings with Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D, for this segment. So with this week, what we've got coming up with the planets is that we do have Venus, which is going to be conjuncting Chiron, and that's happening today on the 27th. That's and then, so if you're in the other side of the world, I think you're still on a Thursday, so it'd be the 26th. So with that, Venus is about relationships and it's about money. With Chiron, it's about sort of wounds, and it's in Aries. So I do feel like that there could be some I feel like some fiery discussions or sort of people being very passionate about certain things, but this is going to be revealing a wound. Could be about how you look, your identity. You might not look how things look, how you're, what you're wearing today or how things are. I know for myself, it's got some cold here in Sydney, so brought out the big cardigan, so I wanted to wear something different, but it was too cold. So this is bringing up, yeah, things about relationships, or could be about money, or said about your identity, what you stand for. With this transit, it is only going to last for a couple of days, which is great. We've also got on the 29th, we have Saturn sextile Pluto. Saturn is in Aries, and we've got Pluto in Aquarius. So with this aspect, it's a bit of a transformative aspect. It's about you feeling like you want to take control of things. It's about making empowerment decisions. It's about building something that's actually going to last. I feel like it's going to be quite resilient when problems do come up. It's about you facing your fears or problems, but like head on and be able to see it through to the end, and then feeling like you've accomplished something. There's some kind of transformative energy when we're looking at Pluto, because it's about destruction and rebuild. It's also in a tri to Uranus, so this could be coming up with some unexpected change, but again, it'd be a positive change. And I feel like it's going to be a lot of decisions are going to be made, but you might want to look at different work, what you're doing. But it's about feeling secure, wanting to build something that's long-term, and wanting to create some stability around you with that transit. We are then going to have on the 31st, we're going to have Venus moving into Taurus. Venus is ruled by Taurus and Libra, but Venus in Taurus really wants to be comfortable. It wants to have what's like your values, what's going to make you feel very secure. And I feel like we're looking at, you're looking at different financial decisions, but it's ones that's going to last. Then we've also got this full moon on the 2nd of April. So that's in Libra. So it's on 12 past 1 p.m. That is my time in Sydney. So with the moon being in Libra, Libra wants stability. Libra wants things in balance and harmony and peace. I always say Librans, they're a little bit of fence sitters. They don't want to take either side. They just want to be peacemakers. They want things, they want to be nice, they want to help people. So that's what the moon is there, and sort of like the energy of that. However, we do have the moon that's going to be opposing Saturn. So Saturn in Aries is about a bit about conflict, or feeling could be a sense of feeling insecure and trying to make peace, but peace is not going to happen with that Saturn aspect. And then we've also got this aspect of squaring Jupiter, which is in Cancer. So again, Cancer is about, again, home, body, building that safe security in where you are, your surroundings, your environment. So we've got this overall feeling of wanting peace and wanting to feel like everything's in harmony. But then we've got these other aspects to the moon that is going to be creating feeling perhaps like you can't create the peace. Like people are just going to argue, or people that there's a bit of conflict here. So it can feel like a little bit unstable with this full moon, but I feel like we're coming into Aries season anyway with this April. We are coming into a bit of a fiery energy that's going to come in because it's Aries, it's fire. Plus we are going to have a lot of planets moving into Aries. So it is going to be a big month of the year. There is going to be, it's just going to be a very chaotic month where as each planet moves in, we already have Chiron. We've already got that Venus, which is finishing up this week there in Aries. But we've got the Sun, we've got Saturn, and we've got Neptune. But soon we'll have Mars and Mercury there as well. So let's go to the caller. We have Natalie here. She's in Cleveland, Ohio. So hi, Natalie. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I don't know. Just anything in general about my job prospects.
I feel like you're gonna. I just see you being very like. I'm just hearing you to be smart, and I just feel like there's a change in what you're doing. I do feel like it's computer work that you have to learn or that you're going to be doing. Are you working with computers at the moment?
I am, yeah.
Is it like AI? Because I was hearing AI as well.
Pardon me?
Is it AI? Because I was hearing AI or that you're going to be working with AI.
No.
Okay. What I see with you, I just see you, it's like you're missing, like people are sort of throwing things at you, obstacles, and you're having to swerve them. So I do feel like there's going to be readjusting in your work coming up over the next year. And I do feel like you're going to be working with AI or having that going into your work. And I feel like that job security, if you don't, there's a sense here of feeling a little bit unstable. But I see you with what's coming up, you're not going to be caught out. I feel like you're going to make the changes, make the adjustment, and I feel like you are learning something new and you are going to be fine when it does come to employment, especially when we get towards the end of the year. I do feel like that's a big shake-up in what you are doing or the field that you're in. What work, what are you doing exactly?
Freight.
Freight?
Freight, yeah.
Oh, like trucks and things?
Freight.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be changing. I feel like you're getting like a new system that's coming in as well. But I just feel like this could be something new that you're going to be doing. Like I feel like there's a whole new thing that could be coming up for you. And it's just about rejuggling and reassessing the market or the job prospects where you're doing. I do feel like there's a sense of things sort of slowing down or how would it be changing how things are done on the computer. But I do feel like that you are going to be fine. But I feel like you're still working with computers, the changes that's going to come. You're just readjusting to things. I feel like there's already been talk about the changes or that are coming in, and I feel like there's a timeline of when things are going to change, but you're not being told of the timeline or when changes then, but it's already been planned or going to be implemented. I feel like that also you need to sort of stand your ground a bit. And it's a sense of here of also speaking up as well. But I feel like you're going to be, I'm hearing you're going to be fine. It just is going to be some new skills and new things that you're learning with the job. And I just feel like it could be a different thing that you're going to be doing as well.
Okay.
Too.
That's reassuring.
I just feel like you're getting, there's a thing here being nervous or getting a bit anxious because I feel like you kind of know or you can hear that conversations. But I'm just hearing, yeah, you're going to learn something. There's something new you're going to be learning, but it's still computer work too. And you'll be
okay.
You'll be happy. Yeah, do you have any other questions that you have that you want to ask me?
Anything about my health?
Let's have a look else. I keep on getting like feeling a little bit sad or a bit grumpy, but I feel like that's just the environment that you're in at the moment. And I feel like that will change. Anything else that I can get? I actually got a lot of anxious with you. But I feel like that you'll be able to manage that as well. Then I also get with you the knee. And if you've got knee issues or you're going to have problems with issues with knee, I'm not a doctor, I've got to say that, but I do get, it could be, I just feel my knee, I'm feeling my right knee, so it could be that, it could be the right knee or just one of your knees. There could be some joint issues or some issues with it too. I see that you're stretching and I see like movements. So I just feel like you need to do maybe a little more movement or I feel like swinging the waist as well. I feel you get a bit cramped up being in the same position for a long time. And I just, I also see you doing like things in water, like either water aerobics or just walking in water, but it's to do with the knee. Swing about the knee.
Okay.
Let me see as well. So, and you have a dog as well with you?
What was that? A
dog. Do you have a dog with you?
I do.
Your dog loves you a lot. Yeah, the dog, dog doesn't like leaving your side. The dog makes, you make the dog feel very secure and you make the dog feel very safe. And the dog, thanks you for that too. And the dog's always a bit hungry. He wants a special treat, but I feel like he always wants a special treat.
Every day.
Yes, but dog like tries to trick you and tries to make out it's a bit hungry, but he's not. He's the dog's telling me he's a bit cheeky, but the dog loves you a lot. So
he's a good boy.
Yeah, thank you for calling in today.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That's okay. So, everybody, we do have this big full moon coming up this week. Just try and, I always say when things are maybe a little bit intense and coming into a tense month, just see what happens and then react. Wait for the reaction to happen, for your reaction to happen, and just assess things. If you want to contact me, you can. My website is Lady D Psychic Parties. My Facebook is also Lady D Psychic Parties. My Instagram is Lady D Psychic. My TikTok is Lady D Psychic. Same, my YouTube is Lady D Psychic as well. I hope you have an amazing week and I will see you same place, same time next week. So bye for now. And next week's my Easter, so I'll be on Good Friday for me next week. So an Easter edition.